Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. So today we continue our series that we started last week on Christmas. And we're going to look today at one of the first stories that we come across in Christmas, and that's the story of John the Baptist and the message that he came with and the prophecy that came before him of preparing the way. And so today's series is titled Prepare the Way. Now last week we started the series by looking at, well, why do we need Christmas? And the answer to that, the overarching message of Christmas is that of love. Right? The Lord came into the world because he loved the world. And that this message is not just a message that happened 2,000 years ago, a myth that we now celebrate perhaps every year, but realizing that this is a message for me, that the Lord wants to be born in me, that the Lord wants to bring his love to me. So the question today is, how is the Lord born in me? How has he prepared the way? How do I prepare the way for the Lord to be born in me? Now, as I was doing my studies for the sermon today, the question came up about what is love? I think there are many people in the world today who don't really understand what it is to love or what love is. It's hard to define love. We can feel love. We know what it's like to be loved and to be cared for and to be supported. But we're not really sure what comes next. We aren't always realizing that to love is also to give that back. When we see or feel love, that we feel it, we enjoy it, we want more of it. But to love others is to want that feeling for other people as well. So it's not just something that comes to me. It's not just that I feel loved, but that I too then want the same thing for someone else and I want to give back to them. I heard someone say this week that they can't love their neighbor, right? They have some hate towards their neighbor, and so they can't love them with the love from themselves, so they'll love them with the love of Jesus Christ. If we stop to think about that, it doesn't really make sense. If in our hearts we are feeling hatred towards someone, how can we then say with our mouths that we love with the love of Jesus Christ? Because then in our hearts we are hating and in our mouths we are saying love. And that's called being a hypocrite. And the Lord didn't have nice words to say about hypocrites. So to love someone is more than words. To love someone is what comes from the heart. When our heart loves, then what comes out of us is good. Then the words that we say are loving. Then the actions that we do are loving. But it's got to come from the heart. So love is something that is misunderstood in this world. So how do we prepare ourselves for Christmas? How do we prepare ourselves to receive the Lord's love? How do we grow in the Lord and in His love? How do we prepare that way? And that's what we're going to look at today. So that first question, how do I prepare the way for the Lord? That's the first question. But before I answer that question, I want to actually take a step backwards or before. There's something that actually comes before us preparing to receive the Lord. Yeah. There's something that is being prepared in us so that we can prepare the way to receive the Lord's love. It might sound a bit odd, but I'm going to explain it a little bit further. I want to use the example of the sower, the parable of the sower in the New Testament. We probably all know the sower. The sower comes along and he's sowing the seeds, and the seeds fall on different types of ground. Yeah. Probably all know that story. And the last ground that the seed falls on is the good ground. And the Lord goes and he goes to his disciples and he explains the story to try and reveal some of the inner meaning in the story. And he says, the seed is my word. But the seed then falls on the good ground, which is us. But the question is, well, who prepared the ground? If any of you have done gardening or farming of any sort, growing your own little veggies in your garden, you know that you've got to take care of the soil first. You've got to add some fertilizer or bone meal or whatever it is into that soil, mix it up, aerate it, prepare that soil to receive that seed. The Lord prepares the soil within us. The Lord is both the sower of the seed, but he has also prepared the ground for us to receive that word. Let's explain it a little bit further. This is one area where the teachings of the new church give us such a wonderful insight into what is happening deeper inside our spiritual life. What is really happening on the deeper level between us and the Lord? In the new church, we call this remains, what is being planted in us, the preparing us to receive. We call remains. There's something that remains inside of us. There's something that the Lord has stored away, something that the Lord has protected in us that allows us to receive his word. I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church. You can follow along in your pew card. We read from the book called Secrets of Heaven. It is well known that a person cannot be regenerated or reborn except in adult years. All right, so we don't expect children to have an in-depth spiritual life. They're in innocence. Right? They already have a connection with the angels. They already have a connection with the Lord. And as we go through our teenage years, so we got to figure out life for ourselves, and things get a little messy, and we got to figure out life. Where are we going? What do we like? What do we want to do? And then when we get into our 20s, then we start living our own life. We become adults. And so we're talking about this age of around 20 where we start really living our own life. For not until then are we able to exercise reason and judgment, and in so doing to receive good and truth from the Lord. Before entering this state, we are being prepared by the Lord through the implantation of such things as can serve as the soil for receiving the seeds of truth and good. The time from when we are just babies, all the way through our teenage years, to the point where we are now adults, the Lord is preparing us. The Lord is equipping us. The Lord is implanting into us. He is preparing the soil within us. In this way, the Lord implants many states of innocence. So this is what the Lord is giving to us. He's giving to us states or feelings or life around innocence and charity. Charity has to do with love, love for the neighbor, wanting what is best for the neighbor. And also, coming from that, concepts of good and truth, and from that, consequently, thoughts. This implantation occurs during many years before our regeneration or our rebirth takes place. When a person has been gifted with these things and so has been prepared, his state is now said to be complete. For the things that are interior have been arranged, ready to receive. Before we are even ready to take on our own spiritual path, the Lord is preparing us. The Lord is taking these experiences of innocence and love and storing them away in our hearts. He is protecting them. He's giving them to us as a gift. Things like, as parents, we want to love our kids. We want to care for our kids, right? We want to make them feel valued and supported. And in those moments that we are able to love and care and support them, the Lord picks out from their life those experiences, those feelings, and He stores them away. When children are experiencing joy and excitement and hope, the Lord takes those things, those feelings, and He stores them away in our hearts. When we experience friendship and trust, when we are obedient, the Lord takes those states of life and He stores them away in our heart. And there are many, many more. All the heavenly qualities that we can think of, as we experience them in life, the Lord is taking selected ones that He knows we will need, and He stores those away in our hearts. And that prepares the ground. That is the ground into which the seed will fall. So we have our heart that is being prepared by the Lord. And we also have on this side the word, the seed, the teachings in the Old and the New Testament, the teachings for the new church. Those are all available. The Lord has prepared those for us as well. The Lord prepares our heart, and He has prepared outside of us His truth, His word. And so what is sitting in the middle is our minds. Our minds sit between our hearts and what's happening outside of us. And it is our minds that the Lord is then asking us to use to learn the truths that He has from His word, to go in search of those seeds from His word and draw them into our minds. Now, I'm sure you've all experienced when you hear a truth and it resonates with you. You go, yes, that is true. Right? You don't know necessarily why it's true. It fits. It seems to just fit into your life. It resonates. It's received almost automatically into your mind. Okay. The Lord has prepared our hearts so that when our minds receive a truth, there's the beginnings of a marriage. That things start to resonate. Yes, that is true. Yes, that is something that I should be doing. Or yes, that is a mistake that I'm making. Okay, that's a bit of a harder one to recognize in our lives. That's a mistake I'm making. But when we hear a truth and it resonates and we can easily acknowledge it, then we know the Lord has prepared something. One of those feelings, those states that we've experienced in the past is now drawing near to a truth that we're getting from His word. So how do we then prepare the way? The Lord prepares our inner life. The Lord has given us things in our outer life, His word. How do we prepare the way for the Lord? How do we then prepare our life to receive love? We need to look at the ideas around preparing the way. We can think of sweeping. So if we imagine this aisle here, and we want to prepare the way if there are any obstacles in the way, we want to sweep them out the way. We want to clear it. We want to take away the leaves and the stones or whatever else might be in the way. So preparing the way, making straight a highway for our Lord, is about sweeping things out of the path, putting aside things, putting behind us something. And this is where the message of John the Baptist comes in. He says, prepare the way for the Lord. And the teaching he gives us is, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. If we are to prepare the way for the Lord, if we are to hear him speak in our lives, we need to prepare the way. We need to sweep our lives clear of something. When we read the Lord's word, when we hear him speak to us, those truths that we learn are talking about our life. So when we hear those truths, we should be looking at them and saying, well, how does this compare to my life? We learn a truth and we say, well, hang on, that's not how I'm living. The Lord says, forgive, but I'm not forgiving. Or the Lord says, do not worry, but I'm very worried and anxious. We learn things from the Lord's word, and we're supposed to look at our lives and say, well, how is my life comparing to this? And then the first step to preparing the way is to then sweep our lives of the things that we know we shouldn't be doing. So if we are feeling anger and hatred towards someone, and we feel like we can't love them, but we know the Lord says, I need to love my enemy, I need to love my neighbor, then we've got to ask ourselves, well, how do I prepare the way? How do I sweep aside my judgment? How do I sweep aside being critical? How do I sweep aside this anger that I'm feeling so that I can prepare the way for love? How do I repent? How do I turn away from my current bad habits, my current negativity? How do I turn away from that, put it behind me, and search for a new path? Create a new way to interact with that person. Find a new path to loving that person. And in that way, we are drawing, or we're being moved by what the Lord has prepared in us. We are taking what the Lord has given us in his word. And the two are coming together in our life, in our actions, as we prepare a way, moving aside the things that we know are hurtful, things that are negative, things that bring others down, moving those out the way, preparing the way that we might connect with people in a new way, in a loving way, so that we're connecting from the heart with a person, not just with our mouth, not just outwardly in our actions, but something that is really coming from our heart. I'm trying to live a better life. I'm trying to do what the Lord is saying. And with the Lord's help, he will be born in us. With the Lord's help, we will learn to love. We will learn to get over those difficulties. We will learn to break those bad habits. But we've got to prepare that way. The Lord has given us everything that we need. And I hope, excuse me, I hope that's a message that can bring comfort, that can bring some energy in your life, is that the Lord is already with you, that the Lord has already given you everything that you need. The Lord has prepared you in a way that you need, that's specific to you. And the Lord has given each of us his word. We are prepared inwardly by the Lord. And the Lord is waiting, calling for each one of us. Use this beautiful mind that we have. Use our ability to learn, to draw from his truths, for that feeling and that delight for his word, to find a marriage in us, that we might search to find a new way forward. find a way past the barriers, push the barriers aside, that we can learn to love and care and grow in friendship and love with others. So the Lord is with you. The Lord has given you everything that you need. So the question for each one of us is, how do I then work with the Lord? How do I then get excited about Christmas? How can I get excited about a new possibility, a new growth, a new area where I can put aside what is old and take on what is new from the Lord? Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, you are with us always. You never leave us, even in our darkest time, or no matter how far away we might think we are from you. You never leave us. Lord, we thank you that you in secret have given us the gifts that we need, prepared us for a life in heaven with you. Lord, we thank you for your word, that through your word we might find the truths, the seeds to a new life. And Lord, we ask that as we move forward into this week, as we reflect on where we are in our spiritual lives, that you might inspire us, that you might give us the strength and the courage to listen to your word, to draw from it the ideas of a better life, of how we should be living, of how we best serve and care for our neighbor. Lord, help give us the strength and the courage to then prepare the way, to sweep aside our evil doings, to sweep aside our idle words, that we might learn to truly honor and love and care for those who are around us, for those who are right in front of us, that we might work with you in bringing heaven to earth. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.